The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke. Get me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back at it, Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala here in Cambridge, Maryland. Thank you to my good friend Jonathan Emord for hosting it and honoring so many good folks out there. And while we're in our tux in the event, we got this going on to the world, broadcast it out so you can feel like you can participate. Also, we have the links up in the show notes if you want to watch this event going live tonight and tomorrow night in the East Coast time zone. You can do that. Again, the notes are up at robertscottbell.com. Jonathan Emord, you can find it Emord, EMORD.com. He still writes for News with Views, great articles, editorials that he puts out there as well. And you've been so busy in trial that you haven't been able to keep up with your own radio show recently, I understand. So
that's true. I've been fighting the Federal Trade Commission for a full month, and it's been part of an arduous struggle. We're in many other cases, too. But anyway, there goes the Supreme Court cake right there.
Wow, yeah, it's a beauty.
It's a beauty.
All right, excellent. So you talk about the Supreme Court. Do you have any scheduled arguments at the Supreme Court this coming year?
Not this coming year.
Okay.
Things could change, but no.
Okay. But now the FTC, it's interesting you bring that up. I almost want to call it the Federal Restraint Commission because it restrains freedom of free speech at every corner, especially when it comes to the ability to speak truthfully, honestly about healing, substances that can heal you. And some people still think, if they've not been involved with what we've been for many years, that you guys are just exaggerating, you're making it up. The federal government doesn't care if you say that you can heal something without their approval. I mean, we talked last hour about this whole idea of not having a king. You know, you can serve at the pleasure of the king. Well, the king, like the FTC and the bureaucratic oligarchy, says, no, you cannot cure cancer unless we approve of it first. And in order to approve of it, you're going to have to spend $500 million. And then we want a piece of it. You know, this is just not the origination point of America.
The fundamental problem here is that the government, through the FDA and the FTC, has vastly exceeded the scope of powers that the government is ordinarily assigned to under a limited republic. For example, you can prosecute people for fraud. You can prosecute them if you have proof that they have caused injury to someone. And the Justice Department could well do that. If a party is defrauded on a national basis, there could be a basis for prosecution. But most of the time, these are also actions that ordinarily are taken by private parties, companies, one or another.
And fraud on the state level, perfectly
sure.
Adept at dealing with fraud.
States, yeah. Right, yeah. By the states. But this notion of creating prior restraint, that is, imposing cease and desist orders that preclude you from communicating information in a whole category with very restrictive fencing in language that blocks you from communicating prospectively information that may indeed be true, and not trusting to the marketplace to regulate commerce. And instead, for example, the FDA depriving people of emerging science concerning the treatment effects or the risk reduction effects of various substances in nature and foods and dietary supplements. This whole idea, and even with drugs, having the government maintain this ridiculous position that we'll approve it for specific indications, then it gets out in the market and doctors find out, oh, gee, you know, Rogaine actually makes your hair grow. We're going to recommend it for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then have this euphemism or sophistry going about that the FDA is the source of ultimate protection from any potential injury that comes from a drug. And
mm-hmm.
And yet, when, for example, over 70% of pediatric drugs are off-label uses, doctors are experimenting. And this is the way it has always been. And so your real protection in the end is simply the market. The market for medical care, the market for health care, to the extent it's left after Obamacare.
Right.
But that has been our protection. We don't see people dropping over right and left because of malpractice. It happens, but it's not an epidemic. We do see people dropping over from FDA-approved drugs, over 200 a year, 200,000 a year, dying from use of drugs per in accordance with the prescriptions.
And so, these things are also published in peer-reviewed literature like the New England Journal of Medicine and the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Right.
The FDA's own website at FDA.gov, we've linked to many times, that acknowledges 100,000 plus a year are dying due to their regulated medicines.
Right.
And if we were to point to a supplement that was even killing one person, you know, there would be hearings in Congress over this. We've got to pull it out. Outrageous. We need more regulation. So what does that tell you about who is regulatory capture, but who's captured the regulators to make it that nobody can compete with these FDA-approved patented pharmaceuticals?
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, you have political appointees in these agencies, and they are there for a particular reason. They're serving certain interests, and they're not serving others. So you have anti-competitive motivations that oftentimes creep into these things. Sometimes, for example, with the FDA, it's so pronounced that almost every decision made by the FDA is influenced by an anti-competitive bias.
Mm-hmm.
And the effect is extraordinarily destructive to health, because you have people being deprived of basic information that they can use to exercise informed choice, and you deny people the right of self-help, the opportunity to do that. No, and there's no more profound example of that, I think, than in the case of terminally ill patients who need access to experimental drugs. And there's the FDA. They have to go hat in hand to the FDA and beg for the right to try to fight for their existence for a drug that is not FDA approved.
Mm-hmm.
That's just outrageous. People should be able to, with fully informed consent, have access without the federal government having to rubber stamp it. And the number of people who have suffered immeasurably, died, and have been abused because they've been forced back to failed treatments that are FDA approved is extraordinary. And, you know, fundamentally, the government says, well, we've changed our position on access to drugs, and we give more access to drugs these days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine. That's all well and good. But ultimately, you're still forcing people who are in extremis, who are in dire straits, to seek the approval of the federal government before they have access.
Again.
Yeah. And that's just outrageous. We have a right to life. We have a right to fight for our lives on our own terms. If someone wants to use an experimental drug, fine. They should be able to do that as long as it's fully informed consent.
Or an herb or a supplement
whatever.
Of any kind. I mean, whatever it might be. You know, I want to wake up one day where people say, I'm an American. I don't ask for permission where
Correct.
None is required.
That's right.
And that's a theme here on this show. And again, that's why we get along so well over the years.
Yeah.
It's a message we don't hear from many places in the media. The concept that when we grow up and we leave mom and dad, we're actually adults now. But our government doesn't perceive us as such. And the people, the we the people, don't behave as if they are. You know, when is that civil disobedience aspect, that Rosa Parks moment that says, I don't need your permission. You don't belong here. You don't have permission to interfere with my ability to contract with somebody to help me and use something that you don't want me to use. Is there any evidence that this is happening anywhere? We've seen the movement of the 10th Amendment Center to do some good work to bring it back to the state level, but I mean even down to the individual level.
Well, I do think that there is a burgeoning recognition on the part of more and more people that the government has become too large, the government is too intrusive, that the health care law has fundamentally transformed people's perception of the federal government, because now they realize that, look, I didn't want to buy health insurance for one reason or another. Now I'm being considered an outlaw for not having done it. I may have to pay a tax penalty simply because I'm exercising my choice not to be insured. Now, people have various reasons why not to be insured. You know, the government has this knee-jerk assumption that if you don't go out and buy health insurance, you're an idiot and you should be penalized. Well, there are good reasons why people choose that, for one reason or another. Far be it from the federal government to dictate commercial choices in the marketplace. I mean, are you going to tell me, so I have to buy health insurance? Well, are you going to also tell me that I have to buy some other particular good in the marketplace because it's good for me?
Sure.
I mean, why shouldn't you then force me to buy oranges or apples or something else? Have a certain quantitative amount of those things in my diet.
In some ways, the federal government has done that with vaccines.
Yes.
Even though there are opt-out exemptions, but most people still don't know, and it literally is dictating the market. You have to do this. It's a product, and also we'll absolve it of all liability. So if it kills your child or harms your child, you can't go directly for some kind of a balance of the force, if you will.
This is a fundamental reorientation of the relationship of power that was struck at the founding to be one in which we were the masters and the government was a servant. And now, increasingly, the government has taken away our freedom of choice and has dictated to us what choices we must make. And that, of course, is what we call slavery.
Thank you for saying that word. I do that all the time. People, you're exaggerating. No, I'm not. I mean, if you have to ask permission, it's like you're on a plantation, you're the slave, and it's like, master, can I do this? It's like, are you an adult? Are you living with mom and dad? No. Then why are you asking permission? Now, it's appropriate if you're going to walk on somebody's property to ask permission. Can I walk? Otherwise, it's a trespass. I mean, we don't understand that or respect that either. And I've said also, that thing that the federal government wants us all to buy through Obamacare, I've said it many times, that the most dangerous thing you can have in America, it's definitely not a gun. Much more dangerous is good medical insurance, because it guarantees that they will do invasive tests and invasive procedures that are as likely to kill you as whatever disease they might detect, which they may have actually caused in the detection process. So perspective is in order here. You know, I was a lone voice for a while, but I think there are a lot more people coming on board and speaking some of these things. And our friend, I think you honoring him too, Jerry Doyle, has been very good out there in talk radio, allowing me to come on with this kind of message. So I know we're making some inroads.
Yep. Great man, great broadcaster, Jerry Doyle. Well, I think this is it, Robert. We have this choice, and it's going to become increasingly apparent to us. You know, you value your freedom most when it's taken away from you. People tend to take their freedoms for granted. And that's one of the major reasons why incrementally those freedoms can be taken away. It's because we assume that we have full protection for liberty in this country. But increasingly, not only are we realizing ultimately that we're losing our freedom right and left, but those who are coming here, who are looking at this nation as a bastion of liberty, are increasingly starting to question whether the United States truly is that defender of individual liberty that made it the envy of the world.
Right.
We constructed an empire based on a miracle of free enterprise and of political liberty.
Yeah, but not for everyone, just for some, whoever's got the influence. Who bought it? We got about five more minutes with Jonathan Niebuhr. We're going to take a quick break here. The Sacred Fire Liberty Gala continues. I hope you're watching it online as well. We'll be right back.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show live, you can also be watching up until about midnight tonight, first airing here on the 5th of September in Cambridge. It's available sacredfiregala.com. It's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Easy to click the link. If you're listening after the fact, you're listening on the 6th of September. That's the Saturday evening. It will also be airing, broadcasting live on the web at sacredfiregala.com. Perhaps, Jonathan, you can make some of these things available later for download even. I don't know.
Sure. I think there will be. I'm not involved with that part of it, but I'm sure that they will do that.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Now, we're talking about the ideal of America and what America has decayed into, because the people were not watching out, were not, guarding that liberty. And, you know, I said, I think, I'll be honest, I thought, well, if this place collapses, where do I go? But there's no other country on the planet that has this as a basis of fundamentally protecting liberty. So you don't have that in the culture at all anywhere else. Even though there might be ideals of America that they've tried to adopt, it's not the basis of it. And so I'm thinking, that's, if people ask, why are you still here speaking out and doing these things? You should be long gone by now. It's like, well, I didn't come here to run away. And I know you didn't, because you're right there doing your level best. But there are certainly times where I feel like, do the people even want it anymore? And if they don't, the fact that I do, is that enough? The fact that you do, Jonathan, is that enough?
Well, it's a start, and I think what's going to happen is that people become increasingly aware of how precious their liberty is when it's taken from them, and they begin to reflect upon prior generations, and the ideals of this country become ever more important to them. And I think that this, as the government continues this enormous movement towards centralization and depriving us of our liberty, that sooner or later people come to this stark reality. When that happens, when it reaches a critical mass, then I think political change is going to happen in this country. Mm-hmm. We're already seeing these phenomena take place where, you know, if you think about it, 20 years ago, Ron Paul, Rand Paul would not be really in the discourse of politics. They wouldn't even be on national television. And here they are now, really in the spotlight, increasingly taking the opportunity to advocate principles of liberty in all of these debates.
Right.
And I think that you find this whole movement, the Tea Party movement, is something also that's an extraordinary development of people who just were fed up and are moving in that direction of cutting down the size, scope of the government, of causing the government to be responsible again, of making people account legally for their actions and trying to make the Constitution come alive again. And so I think that we're heading in the right direction on that score. I think that we have an enormous majority, supermajority, that is part of an entitlement society in this country where they receive federal benefits. It's in their economic interest.
Well, and that's where we
advocate that.
We say, how is it possible when a majority now subsists on the handout to regain that liberty? I mean, when do those people say it is not in my best interest to just receive stuff?
Well, it's the death of the Soviet Empire. It's the idea that government can provide, but only at a level of mediocrity. That if you take from the most productive elements of society and redistribute to those who are least productive, you're going to bring down what is above, not raise what is below. And that's the history of government. When government gets into the business of transferring property, inevitably that's what happens. It brings down what is above. Well, we're accustomed to a certain standard of living. Now we understand the Canadian standard of living is higher than our own. First time in world history that has happened. We're losing our place. We're falling. And people at some point begin to realize, hey, look, the reason why I'm an American is that I believe in an opportunity society. I believe that advancement is possible here. I want to be able to be a captain of industry someday, and I realize that if I'm given the freedom to operate in the marketplace, I might succeed that. Well, when you destroy that opportunity and you make mediocrity the rule rather than the exception, you really eliminate what it is to be an American.
Well, and to your point, Jonathan, in a health analogy, and we've discussed this on the air as well, that people come to me when they've suffered enough. You know, as a homeopath, I can help them in ways that is not mainstream yet in America, although it once was. And until, as you say, you lose liberty, you find then how precious it is. And so suffering is a human condition, and it's a choice we make. But it's also a choice like our founding fathers made to say, enough is enough with the king. We're at that state again and going, we forgot. We needed to suffer to remember. Perhaps that's it.
Well, it is part of the bearing the responsibility of liberty that you have to carry a weight. You know, Tom Paine talked about this during the American Revolution, that there is a price to pay for freedom. And it is the case that with each generation, Ronald Reagan talked about this as well, with each generation, that generation has to appreciate just how precious liberty is and that they have to sacrifice and fight to keep it because there's so many enemies of liberty around the world.
Well, with that, Jonathan Emord, my friend, so grateful to be with you here at the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala.
My
appreciate
pleasure.
You.
Good to have you here, Robert.
We'll be back. We'll be talking about a lot more news after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Jonathan Ebord for hosting us here in Cambridge, Maryland for the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala. SacredFireGala.com. Check it out online. It's linked up in the show notes at RobertScatBell.com. Lots of festivities happening while you're listening to this live, as well as after the fact. You'll be able to view it if you're not catching it already. We talked about that with Jonathan Ebord. Now, I'm going to be hopefully interviewing a lot of folks for later editions of the Robert Scott Bell Show, but special thanks and shout-out to our friends at Natural News, Natural News Radio. Mike Adams also being honored but couldn't make it here to this event. And we appreciate Mike's role in, stepping it up for health, freedom, and healing liberty by hosting this broadcast along with our syndicator, GCN. And, of course, around the world, UK Health Radio. Yes, originally we left the United Kingdom so we would have no king, but, hey, looks like we've gone back on that. Well, we'll do our level best to restore liberty if we have breath. And we will continue to breathe it out to the world. So thank you once again, RobertScatBell.com. Please say thanks to our sponsors. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. And, of course, podcasted through Stitcher, through iTunes, and many others. We can't even keep up with it. Of course, our good friend Jerry Doyle, who's also honored, EpicTimes.com. So spread the word, my friends. This is where it begins. You pay it forward by helping others if you have been helped in this way. Thanks again to Dr. Newsom as well, drnewsom.com, D-R-N-U-Z-U-M, D-R-N-U-Z-U-M. You've got the Super Earth Energy, you've got the Inflammagon, you've got the Digestive Detox, three basic ways to help you get strong, remain strong, or let's say regain that strength that you may have lost years ago. So thank you to Dr. Newsom, drnuzum.com. You'll see the links as you do all of the banners and things at robertscottbell.com. We have a lot to talk about. Of course, I hadn't had a chance to talk about the whistleblower situation in a couple of days because of the travel trip. And I want to say thanks to Liam Sheff and Joni Abbott, especially, for hosting for me while I'm out and about in this way. She might be back on Sunday as well as we're traveling. So thank you, Joni. Lots of love and hugs. I appreciate all you do. And Super Don for making this sound so good wherever you are today, because, again, on this remote, it's a harder connect back to Oregon. So thank you to Super Don. Listen, we got questions of the day as well, but remember, hashtag CDC whistleblower. This is still a stunning story, probably the most stunning story we've covered in many years. And as we get more information about what the whistleblower has revealed to the world, we see more obviously, at least here, the level of suppression of information from what we call a mainstream media. The fact that they won't acknowledge this whistleblower, or if they say it, that he's really not saying what he's saying, so don't pay any attention. It tells you just how entrenched the establishment media is with the establishment pharmaceutical and vaccine industrial complex. They cannot embrace safety, because if they did, of course, people would be questioning very severely the importance of vaccination. If not the outright importance of it, then the perceived safety, which is always said, it's safe, it's safe, it's safe. Now, there was a hear this now, hashtag hear this now, that went on through Twitter as well, because one of the, I think it was a mainstream reporter, went out and said, some parents obviously are not hearing what we're saying, basically. Vaccines don't cause autism. Autism is not caused by vaccines. And then we've had dozens, I believe, of video responses from parents who would beg to differ based on what they saw happen in their children. But here's the message. We have a First Amendment, not because the government gave it to us, but it is, as we know, the first of the first 10 amendments, known as the Bill of Rights, because of the importance of the ability to speak out, to ask questions, to investigate, to analyze, and to have them not be approved by any official sources. And I mean by official sources, I don't mean the source of the information, but those who pretend to be the source or the managers of the sources of information, because it's not coming through official channels. But I don't know how much more official you want to get when you got a senior scientist at CDC saying, hey, Brian Hooker, you're right to look at these numbers again, because what's happening here is we're seeing a very high risk, or a 340% threshold increase of risk of African-American boys if they're given the MMR shots on time or early. And also when he talks to Andrew Wakefield via text on his phone to say, my goodness, Andy, you know, the things that you've been through, I'm so sorry, because I contributed to it by obfuscating the studies, what was really happening. And if I could help you in any way to regain, you know, your reputation and help you heal this, I would. After Dr. Wakefield, you know, basically forgives him via the text messaging. And this is not news for the mainstream media. It doesn't exist because it doesn't fit with the official story. The official story is what? Vaccines are sanctified. They are sacrament. And you must give your child over to that sacrament on this altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And any story that comes up, any claim that comes up that disrupts that dogma is now unofficial. It's unapproved. It's not real. And it's not real until we report on it, because we are the mainstream media. We are the gatekeepers of what is real and what is not real. And there are too many people in America, in my opinion, that believe that still, which is why we're still in a situation where hundreds of thousands of kids, perhaps millions annually, their parents are subjecting themselves to an unnecessary risk. Now, some would say, well, the risk is worth it because the diseases are much worse. But, of course, that also is a lie, because it discounts or it completely disavows any knowledge of any form of natural medicine that can prevent disease. Any form of nutrition, hygiene, sanitation, hydration, all of these things that we know are much more impactful in preventing disease. And it also disavows knowledge of things like homeopathic medicine, herbal medicine, eclectic medicine, energy medicine, to counteract, to combat, should an infection manifest in a way that could be dangerous, whether it be a high fever. And we can deal with that in homeopathy as well. And there's always allopathic interventions should you want them, even if I perceive they might not be needed. The freedom to choose that is still there. In fact, it's not even a freedom, it's a mandate to choose them. The freedom to choose otherwise is the freedom we seem to have lost here in America. So hashtag CDC whistleblower, the story continues. Do not look to the mainstream media to ever cover this. They're not going to capitulate. We've talked about it. We've been on the air numerous times. Liam and I, John Rappaport and I, we've talked about it. And I'm just going to say, keep saying, keep speaking out, keep doing the videos, keep tweeting, and pay no mind to the naysayers. Pay no mind to the religious dogmatic cultists of vaccine pharmacy. They will never acquiesce until it's so patently obvious that it would be absurd. And it would be embarrassing to them. It would be shameful to them to continue to deny what is real right before the eyes of these parents who are reporting that their children are stolen from them post-vaccination through encephalitis of some kind, brain injury, brain inflammation, neurological damage, gastrointestinal damage. What we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is we don't ask permission when it's not required. And in covering these stories, it's not required, even though they might say, well, you're not a real reporter. Right? But what is a real reporter? That which works for one of the five families that owns all of them? That's a real reporter? Really? They get paid not to say things that are really very important in the protection of life, liberty, and property? So that's what we're going to continue to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, of course, coming at you from the Sacred Fire Gala, sacredfiregala.com. Thanks to Jonathan Emort and all of those good folks that are being honored here. We'll have more information on that later. But I do have some questions of the day. Yes, that's right. Questions of the day coming up right now here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We answered one earlier about muscle testing with Dr. Frank King. This one's coming from Mike, and it goes into the dental issues. Mike says, love your show. Listen to the podcast instead of radio in the car. Thank you, RSB, TMB, and company. I have a dental question. I've been told by an endodontist that approximately 33-year-old root canal is more than likely infected, and the tooth, it's molar 1, must be removed. It started hurting a week ago. X-ray scans, etc., confirmed this. And Mike asked, how can I be sure the infection is cleaned out and completely sealed to prevent reinfection? Well, that is a very, very good question. I'm not a dentist. I don't proclaim to be as a homeopath. Damn it, Jim, I'm not a dentist. I'm a homeopath, right? Can I try to eliminate the infection with Sovereign Silver or other immune boosters, etc.? Yes, absolutely you can. And he says he's been using Sovereign Silver sublingually, and that's good. But you know what? I would have it injected below the gum line, in fact, if you can. You know, either through one of those a water pick. If you can run the silver through the water pick and drive it below the gum line. I've had dentists use Sovereign Silver or Argent 23 that way, where I'd have them put it in their little version of a water pick, and they will take it down below the gum line. It will eradicate infection. Sometimes in a severe case of an abscess, you can have them direct it by an injection directly into the abscess, although that's a little more tricky and difficult. So if they are going to pull out the root canal, the dead tooth, and all of the tissue, there's probably pockets of infection, staphylococcus, most likely, then you're going to want to use ozone as well. directly apply ozone. So if your dentist does not do ozone, find a dentist who does, along with the silver, and you can eradicate that infection readily. And I'm just looking over Jonathan since he was on. He's gotten his tuxedo on. He looks incredible. We'll have to get a picture of that for later. Let's see. What else? CBD, hemp oil, that'll reduce inflammation. Turmeric, yes, will reduce inflammation. Oregano oil is an antimicrobial. Anything to enhance glutathione. Selenium. When you're dealing with infection, selenium is going to be depleted. And I would increase to 4, 6, or even 800. Maybe 1,000 micrograms of selenium would be excellent. But again, from the standpoint of sealing out the infection, really you're going to have to rely on a good dentist that can clean it out. And then, as I said, deliver the ozone and the silver there and pack it well and clean it well, because having a dead tooth there is a site of ongoing infection in many cases. And that, of course, because it's related and connected to so many other places in the body, it can result in even cancers. So I am not a fan or a supporter of root canals, believe me. That's a big, big issue. And that we continue to cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show from time to time, whenever necessary, in answering your questions. So, again, thank you all for being here. This is an incredible, incredible event. Jonathan Emord is hosting the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala. And go to sacredfiregala.com if you want to watch it, if you're catching this live. Or tomorrow, if you're catching this live, you can also plan ahead. They'll be broadcasting this live through the Internet at sacredfiregala.com, sacredfiregala.com. You can plug in and watch all the festivities. But tonight is, I gotta, after I finish pre-recording here with you, I've gotta run out and do what? Put on my monkey suit. We'll see if we can get some pictures posted for later as well. So that's it for the moment. We've got one more segment to wrap it up. I'll see what kind of subject matter we have to delve into. Perhaps I need to talk about some homeopathic medicine for this man that's worried about infection of the tooth, the root canal. I think that would be a good thing to mention as well. So stick around. Again, thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.com for all of the links. Show notes also link out to the ways, the various ways you can hear the archives, as well as say thank you to my sponsors for making this message possible. RobertScottBell.com. Normally we take calls live today, so pay attention for later. 866-939-2355.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave enough to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again.
Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're finale in today's show. Friday heading into the weekend. The party is on. SacredFireGala.com, RobertScottBell.com for all the links. And who better to party on into the weekend with than TMB? Ty Bollinger, my buddy.
Hey, what's going on, RSB? How you doing, my friend?
I don't recognize you. You clean up awfully good.
I'm a penguin today.
My gosh. You got to see the pictures. We'll have them up there hopefully in the notes, if not right now, when you're listening the first time or a little bit later. But Ty, okay, we're here. There's a lot of folks that are being honored.
Yeah. And yourself included?
Yeah, I can't figure that one out.
All of the listeners can figure that one out, so we're proud of you.
Listen, I'm honored. I'm going to get dressed up for it as well. I think I'll even shave.
Okay, good deal. take a shower too, maybe?
Yeah. No, I've done that already.
Okay, good deal.
But if I talked with Jonathan Ebord extensively today on the subject of the Sacred Fire of Liberty. What is it about, going back to the origin point of the Republic?
Right.
And, at a certain point, we talk about the freedom to heal, whether it be with a drug or not a drug, right? Because you and I, even though we're not into drugs, we would never stand in the way of someone that felt like, hey, they want to do chemo, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You're right. It's about the freedom to choose the treatment of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, in 2014 America, we don't have as much freedom on the natural side as you do on the drug side. So we want equality, though.
Right. And like you said, if the government were trying to ban somebody from using an experimental drug that they wanted to use, we would support them and say, if you want to use it, that's your, we want you to have that choice. And,
right.
And it's a different equation than those who are in a pharmaceutical construct. They don't often share our love of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
They like the monopoly. They like the restriction. They say, no, you can use our stuff only, anybody else's competition, and we're going to use the government, the strong arm of the government, to prohibit you from using those things.
Right. And that is just diametrically opposed to the way that we deal.
It's because they're wussies. Let's be honest.
I mean,
we don't need the government to force
it. Early man.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
Exactly. Our stuff is so good, people would choose to do it.
Look, you're right, though. And it really is the fact that you know, wussies may be a good term. Because why do you need the government to force somebody to do a treatment that is opposed to what they want?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that happened. I was talking yesterday on the phone to Jim Navarro,
mm-hmm.
father of Thomas Navarro.
Right.
He was forced to do chemo and radiation. And died because of the chemo and radiation. A six-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's absurd. And so we are here to honor the Liberty, the Sacred Fire Gala here. And, and we're just so proud of you, Robert. I just want to say that. Everyone is so proud. My family wishes they could be here just to give you a hug.
Man.
So I've given you and Nancy hugs from the kiddos and from Charlene, but we're really proud of you to be on here and all the other people here.
Well, you know, big hugs to your whole family. We miss them and can't wait for the next time we can get together, all of us together. When I call them wussies, I mean, look,
you're name calling.
All right, come on. We're having fun. We have fun on it. But it is true, though, if you think about it, that. You know, if you're confident in what you have to mm-hmm. deliver as a product or a service,
right?
You don't need anybody to bully people into doing
it. You're right. I mean, look, nobody had to force me to eat grandma's apple pie. Okay, it tasted good. I know nobody had to put my, you know, pull my arm behind my head, or behind my back, and force open my mouth and shove it in.
Yeah,
I wanted to do it. Why? Because it tasted good. Yeah. Some of these treatments, they taste good, not physically, but metaphorically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
These treatments work. A lot of the things that I'm talking about with the natural cancer treatments, they work.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to force people to do them. They want to do them because they know the results.
Well, and then one of the other arguments, though, is from a nanny state paternalism mm-hmm. is that, well, people are just not smart enough to figure it out. We, the gatekeepers, are protecting the public because we know what's best. And that to me is even worse.
That's insulting.
It's insulting,
Very insulting. Yeah. We are bright enough to choose our own treatments, to know what's best for us and our families.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need the nanny state sticking their big nose into other people's business where it doesn't belong.
Yeah. Well, exactly. So you're here. You're going to get some more interviews on the quest for the cures continues. You'll hopefully talk to Jonathan Emord as well and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, whoever else we can connect. And there's a laundry list of celebrities here. Maybe we can do a quick hits with them before we leave to Sunday, I think.
Yeah, so. Let's do some ambush journalism for sure.
let's see if we can surprise on there. So as far as website, is it still thetruthaboutcancer.com?
Yeah, thetruthaboutcancer.com is the website, and we will be launching again in October, from October the 13th to the 24th, 11 days, and got some great footage, got some great information coming your way, and going to get some more here this evening and tomorrow as well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, everybody check it out. Of course, cancertruth.net for TMB and all his great books, and of course, the book we wrote together. It is called Unlock the Power to Heal.
Unlock the Power to
and
Heal.
And it is truly unlocking the power to heal in a lot of places. In fact, I got a copy for Jonathan Emord. We should sign if we have a moment before
Let's
we do that,
too. Yep.
So anyway, thank you all for being here. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty 6 days a week, wherever we are, on the road or back in the home studio. And TMB carries that spirit wherever he goes as well. Thank you again to Jonathan Emord. Thank you to Dr. Frank King. Thank you to everybody for making this message possible. And keep paying it forward, speaking out, because the power to heal is definitely yours.
Yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.